Good night, everybody.
Great state. It's a fantastic state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV. This is Ungoverned. We're here. It's a Wednesday. Dragon's going to put his or one of Dragon's many variant accounts, right? He's like COVID, you know, except we like him. But, you know, he's got variants now. There's the erectionist variant. There's all sorts of different versions. Clover's right. Yeah, there's that one. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if he's gonna put his signature comment in the live chat. You know, if Wednesday, right? You know, the Wednesday post. I'm sure we'll get it. I'm sure we will. Very happy to see that as I continue to adjust this, because it's in a different spot every day. I don't know what happens. It's just odd. Anyway, we're gonna have fun today. We're gonna do, folks. Here's the deal. Not a joke. We are going to do live calls today. Second half of the show, Brennan and I troubleshot. It is working as of 10 minutes ago. So we will do live calls today, 631-527-4545, 631-527-4545. I always think to myself, what if I accidentally made a mistake on the number one day and a bunch of people from LFA just started bombing someone's house with the phone? Like, all of a sudden, hey, it's JLJ. Hey, it's Heather from Kansas City. People are, who's calling me? That'd be kind of funny. We don't want that to happen. We don't. But if it did, that would be a ha-ha, chuckle-chuckle, laugh-laugh, giggle-giggle moment, I think. We have a couple of... Look, I got to be honest with you. I'm tired of talking about the Trump trial. The Middle East is the Middle East. You know, Iran, it's just like... It's kind of, you know, you could feel the news cycle getting ready to go into Memorial Day weekend, too. You could just feel it, right? And so I think there's a lot of that going on. A lot of people are taking their foot off the gas. I don't want to take my foot off the gas. I don't like doing that, right? And we're not going, especially over the next couple of days. Busy couple of days. Tomorrow night, Redneck Riviera, Nashville, Tennessee, John Rich's Bar, Redneck Riviera. I'll be joining Michael Loftus. You've seen him on Gutfeld. And a bunch of other comedians, apparently. We'll be doing some sketch comedy on Broadway in Nashville. That's going to be fun. If you're in the area, you should come by Redneck Riviera. I think the doors open at 6 p.m. and everything's supposed to start at 7. So we'll be there tomorrow. And then, of course, Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, back on with Kale and Company, co-hosting with Nick and Dawn. So that's going to be cool. 1210 WPHT, that's on Friday. Then Brennan and I we got to go all the way to Alabama. Roll Tide. We're going to a concert celebrating our anniversary, which is Saturday, but we appreciate all the comments today as well. Thank you. That's just an update about the next couple of days. It's going to be a fast-paced, crazy couple of days. Donald Trump going to a rally in the Bronx tomorrow. That's pretty funny. In New York, Brennan's hood. The Bronx is her people. So that's where Donald Trump will be rallying, tomorrow. AOC with a bizarre, little oopsie admission, about that rally tomorrow. She is easily one of the dumbest. Girl, baby, girl, don't even play. AOC. You know, DeSantis could probably do it better because he's sassier than she is. He's like, girl, don't play, you know?
Money.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So we have that AOC comment. We got some contrast, right? You know, COVID was fun for the Democrats, and we had some fun with it. You know, you see the Biden rally, and they have the circles on the floor, and that's why there's nobody there. Okay. Well, why is nobody there now? I got to show you this scene out of New Hampshire, where apparently somebody said he felt like he was at a wake. It was a Joe Biden campaign rally. If we lose 2024, please don't blame voter fraud. Please. Because, and I'm not saying there is none. There literally is no excuse to lose to this guy. There was no excuse in 2020. The excuse was fraud, and we know that. There is no excuse right now. None. Not only is he the same guy we knew about in 2020, not only is he that guy, right? It's worse. He's 4 years older. He's fallen down 10 more times. Hunter's laptop has been authenticated. And his track record as the president sucks. There is no excuse to lose to him. None whatsoever. No excuse to lose to this guy in 2024. If we do, and there will be cheating, but if we do, it will be because of we left something in the tank. We didn't let it all out. This, I'm serious, folks. There is no way we can lose this race. As dirty as I know our elections are, there's just no way. All right, we got that. A couple contrasts with the Biden campaigns, the Trump campaign, AOC, a Nicaraguan illegal alien bad hombre arrested in Wisconsin. Pretty violent crime. And oh, you know the Iranian president who died in a helicopter crash? I put a post up this morning. I figured rub it in because I don't like them. You know what? You chant death to America and your country when the leader dies. You shouldn't have gotten in that helicopter then, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Right? So I said Donald Trump should pick the helicopter that crashed and killed the Iranian president as his Secretary of Defense. What's wrong with that? That's not nice. It's grieving family. That's a grieving. The guy's name is the Butcher of Tehran. Stop it. And he'd be thrilled if I died in a helicopter crash.
No.
Yeah, he would. The Iranian president definitely would.
No, not anymore.
Well, he can't anymore. He's, you know. He died like a dog. Anyway. We have them chanting death to America at his funeral. Could you believe that? Death to America at the funeral of a president whose country in its parliament chants death to America. Whoa! There are no coincidences, especially not that. It's pretty crazy. And I have to do it. Remember when the chat and I had our back and forth, we pushed back on each other with Vivek Ramaswamy, remember? I was like, you don't like him. I like him. And this and that. He's a Soros guy. And I was like, no, he's not. And it was just one of those. I know you're going to hate when I bring it up. Vivek, we've got a new Vivek. It's Bitcoin. It's crypto, which is great. I love it. I'll tell you why. Because I have said forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It doesn't matter what you hide from, right? Or it doesn't matter what you hide behind. Oh, I'm not getting into politics. I'm into sports. All right, here's Colin Kaepernick and all sorts of woke trans pride night garbage, right? And virtue signaling, MLB moving the All-Star game. Here's, you know, Kaepernick on the field. NBA is basically Chinese prostitutes playing basketball at that point, including LeBron James. And hockey has, for the most part, stayed away. But sports is not, it's not free. It's not apart. It's not detached, right? Oh, well, you know, I'm a fashion person. Nope. Certain fashion designers are bad, for sure. Balenciaga, etc. But you've got people who will, well, you know, you shouldn't dress that well. It's a sign of white privilege, they'll tell you, right? Sign of white privilege. You have, I'm a dietitian. I'm a fitness person. I'm not going to get involved in politics. Oh, really? Are you advising your clients right now to eat bugs? Oh, you're not. Okay. Well, why is that? Well, it's the wrong thing to do. Well, you know, the government's going to come after you and call you a nutritional terrorist if you don't tell your clients to eat bugs. You don't think they're going to debank you? You don't think so? Oh, he's a risk to the climate, right? He's a risk to the climate. Oh, I fitness has been linked to white supremacy. There is nothing to hide behind. Nothing anymore. If it is outside of what the regime wants, they're going to come for it. And I have been saying this for years, ladies and gentlemen, that they will come for crypto. The left will come for crypto. And literally, I tweeted this morning at 5:59 a.m. Central Time. I tweeted this morning. Sooner or later, this is paraphrasing, but this is what it says. The left and the media and everybody will, because Trump came out in favor of it, the left and the media and everybody will fabricate a story about how Bitcoin is linked to white supremacy. And not hours after that tweet, an opinion piece at the New York Times says, holding Bitcoin is a sign of white privilege. They came for you too. The difference is, you see the crypto people, they're coming. They're saying, oh, you're going to come for us? Really? Some of us who got duped by Sam Bankman-Fried and got screwed by FTX and you took the money anyway, you didn't return it? Are you going to come for us? You're going to get smoked in the election. I'm telling you, folks. I can't wait for this Nick DeMondi interview next week, too, by the way. White supremacy. Bitcoin. My goodness. You think they're a bunch of Trump supporters? Well, they should be. Maybe they will be. Anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get to all that and your calls. We're going to fly through it. It's going to be great. We're going to have a good show. It's our last live show of the week today. So before we get to all that good stuff, let's get to a word from our friends at Switch2USA.com. At Switch2USA.com, take a look.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is Switch2USA.com. Switch2USA.com. Folks, we've been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. We all know how these big-box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time. Well, so many little guys, small business owners, regular people, beautiful people, were forced to close. The wealthiest on the planet became better off while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you can vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action. Switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China. Switch to made in the USA. It's one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. Join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that's happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you, and then you, I'm talking to you, will start shopping. We'll be able to start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That's Switch2USA.com. 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 Next up, we have LFATV.us, the LFA TV store. You want one of these shirts? Because they're amazing. Oh, I want to look like that. Well, you're not going to look like this. Okay? I just hate that, you know. Some people were made to wear flannels. I'm one of those people, okay? That's just it. But it's not to discourage you from saying, well, if I can't look as good, I'm going to, because then you're never going to get one, right? So it's LFATV.us, LFATV.us. Go to the LFATV store, all right? We want you to go right here to the LFATV store. You see it right there on your screen. It's right there for you right now, okay? LFATV.us. You click on that store tab after you get through this pop-up, which brings you to the show that's currently live. You click on the store tab. The store tab brings you to the store. Wow, who would have thought? It's great. Okay, LFATV.us right here, the LFATV store. There's the flannels that you will look good in. Not this good, but you will look good in these flannels, I promise. Okay, LFATV.us, the flannels. You got those there. You also have a $10 overstock list at the store, LFATV.us. Click on the store tab, or you can go right to jeremyherald.com/store, jeremyherald.com/store, or LFATV.us. Clicking on that store tab will get you there, folks. Let's keep rolling. Let's keep rocking. Let's make it happen. We have a quick first half of the show to get through, and then we will talk and get ready to start taking your calls. Before we do that, hit the thumbs up button, folks. That's the that's that big button you see down there. It's under the video. We love the thumbs up button. You have to hit the thumbs up button, okay? That's the rule. If you don't do it, we have a problem. Brennan will stab you. She's drinking out of the air. Show the mug. She's got the stabby cat mug again. You see it right there? Look at that. You don't want to play around now. You don't want to mess around. So, whoa! Speaking of playing around.
We all
want
to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have.
Thank you, Switch2USA.com. We appreciate it. It's two right there. It's great. She got the stabby mug. She will come and get you if you don't hit the thumbs up. So hit that like button. Let's make it happen. Folks, this campaign, this Biden campaign, this is becoming a disaster. Do you remember during COVID the rallies with the circles? Brennan, you remember during COVID the rallies with the circles? where like the people were, there were Biden rallies and the people had to sit in, like their chairs were in a circle for social distancing.
I don't think I actually.
You never saw those pictures?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they had this happen all over the place. The chat remembers, right? Chat, you remember? Does the North remember? Chat, do you remember the Biden rallies with the little circles, right? You know, Joe Biden's in Michigan. He's talking to a bunch of people. There's like 13 people in the room. They put circles of tape or chalk on the floor. And that's where your area was. That was your bubble. Okay? And that was ridiculous. That was their excuse was, well, it's a pandemic. We don't want to be super spreaders. Right? Remember, if we gather in large groups, we're a threat. Unless you're protesting for Black Lives Matter, then it's not a problem. But that was their excuse. Well, the rallies weren't big because, you know, we had to be mindful and conscientious of the pandemic. The pandemic. You see that? You got the chat. The chat's like, yeah, we remember that. It was ridiculous. It was one of the craziest. It was one of the best memes, basically, ever. It just became a meme when you take it way too seriously. Well, now you don't have the excuse of the pandemic. Football stadiums, movie theaters, gyms, shopping centers, businesses, etc. Everything's at 100% capacity. So what is the excuse now for Joe Biden having this kind of a rally turnout? Look at this.
This is 30 minutes before the President of the United States is supposed to be in this room. Feel the excitement?
Did he say feel the excitement?
I don't know what he's feeling.
Now, is he trolling? What excitement? What? Hold on. Listen, let me just tell you something, right? I've been to, when I grew up in New York, Long Island, our family was Jets season ticket holders. And there was usually a lot to be excited about around week one. And then the excitement faded away by week five. And then we went to the games because we had friends there and we liked football. But even when the New York Jets were a disaster, right? I mean, a mess. Worse than they are now, if you could even imagine. Like, they were bad. It was perpetually losing, finding new ways to lose. There was still energy in the stadium. There were still people happy to see their team win, even if it mean they were screwing up the draft. They were happy to see the team win, right? That room that I just showed you, okay? No excitement whatsoever. So I don't know if that guy's trolling. I'm not sure what his deal is. Feel the excitement? No, I don't. Do you? If that man was excited by that room, he must live a really boring life. A really boring life. Brendan, you've been to Trump rallies. The first Trump rally that you went to was in Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
It was in PA.
Yeah.
So did you ever at the Trump rally that we've been to, Pennsylvania and the one in Ohio, have you ever seen a crowd as dead as that?
No.
No. I mean, before Trump came out in Pennsylvania, what did you see? Dancing, right? People were dancing.
That was our first one, the
Pennsylvania. Yeah, the Pennsylvania.
That was so fun.
How crazy was the line?
Oh,
we're standing
gosh.
In the hot sun.
Sean was like the freaking crowd entertainment.
Yeah, we were having fun, right? But it was lively.
Yeah.
Right? That would be something where I would take a video and say, do you feel the excitement? This that we just watched is not a feel the excitement type of thing. That was like, there's more excitement in a library. As George Carlin would say, you know, I get more joy picking out socks. There's no excitement there. What do you mean feel the excitement? And so, that brings me to this, because we're trying to contrast this, right? A guy says that room you saw right there said he felt like he was at a wake, a funeral-like atmosphere. And what did I say? A couple of days ago, maybe it was last week, these people, the Biden campaign, Democrats, the radical left, whoever it is, they know they're going to lose. You don't get supporters coming out of a presidential rally ever saying, ah, you know, that felt like a wake. It felt like a wake. I'll tell you, you'll never hear that coming out of a Trump rally. They know they're going to lose. Demoralize them. You're in New York. Show up tomorrow. Because I said that the theme now, the title of the show, is that Trump is dominating this election cycle, which he is. He's stuck in court. And he's still dominating this election cycle. If I'm the Democrats, I'm like, dude, this Trump is stuck in a blue state. Why is Biden not in the swing states? Because he can't do it. Because he can't do it. He's not capable, but he's in the way. The only person who can actually make the decision to take Joe Biden out, Democrat Party, is Joe Biden. He's the last call. Joe and Doppler Jill. They know they're going to lose. If you got campaign events in states like New Hampshire, which a new poll had the two men, Trump and Biden, even, you know you're going to lose. You're going to get smoked. That's why his rallies feel like funerals. And that's why Trump is dominating. Because when Trump goes out to Minnesota and rallies, and everybody has a good time, when he goes out to Wildwood, New Jersey and rallies, and everybody has a good time, when he goes to the Bronx tomorrow and rallies, and everybody has a good time, and you get those images, the optics from New York, what that does to swing state voters across the country is unbelievable. When you have all of those different factors put together, you see one candidate campaigning when he's not even really allowed to and dominating the news cycle. His name is everywhere. And the other one is just going belly up. He's going belly up. Look, nobody's going to get behind a guy who says stuff like this. Here's the windup doll again. They twisted him up. They let him go. You ready for this one? Brennan, this is going to be, you haven't heard this one yet. They wound him up, right? Joe Biden, the windup doll. We've talked about this, right? They wound him up. They let him loose. And this is what he said. Take a look.
Like my deceased father-in-law, as we say in the Catholic Church, no purgatory for this guy. Five daughters. Straight to heaven. And by the way, I say to every young man thinking of getting married, marrying a family of five or more daughters. I did. My wife's the oldest of five sisters. You know why? One of them will always love you. Not the same one. One of them has always been on your side. That's the biggest advantage of marrying into five daughters.
Is this guy not the creepiest guy you've ever heard? Ever? Did you hear what he said?
Oh, I heard what he said.
Yeah. What did that sound like to you?
Well, a couple things come to mind.
Okay. Those are?
Well, incest, because that's not really incest.
No, it's not technically, no, but it kind
but
of is.
It kind of is, because
it's
family at that point. Like,
it's still gross.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what else to
say. I feel like when he tells you, like, okay, well, marry a woman because she's one of five daughters, that, like, you're almost admitting at that point that you're willing to be like a revolving door at that point.
Yeah, whichever one will have you.
Yeah. One of them will always love you. Not always the same one. Is this guy for real? He is. That's Joe Biden. Wait, you think there's a chance they can cheat enough to beat us? With that guy? Now, the wild card this election cycle is the illegals. Our goal is to make sure that doesn't matter. AOC outright admitted, by the way, that the reason that, and Donald Trump is still dominating the election cycle, but the reason that the court cases are being held against him, it's all to, to keep him confined. It's election interference. Listen to her.
And by the way, he's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court. And the man practically has the legal version of an ankle bracelet around him, and he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court. And so it is truly an embarrassment to him. And I am looking forward to the response of everyday Bronxites talking about how they feel about him coming to their back.
So there's AOC saying, well, you know, he's been in, he's in court. It's an ankle bracelet. That's why he's not out campaigning. That's why he's doing the rally in the Bronx, because he can't do it anywhere else.
All right, here's a question. AOC. Stupid. She's stupid. This is a dumb person. Okay. She just said, first of all, the lovely AOC just said the reason why Trump is in court or the reason why there's indictments is so that it acts like an ankle bracelet. Yeah, we're interfering in the election. He can't campaign, but she's full of crap. Because she said it, she insinuated in this clip that he couldn't leave the state. Watch it again. This is AOC talking about the lawfare and essentially admitting that the lawfare against Trump is all about interfering in the election. Listen again.
And by the way, he's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court. And the man practically has the legal version of an ankle bracelet around him, and he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court.
He can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court. So first of all, it sounds like you're pretty happy about that. That's number one. Number two, well, that's not the only reason why he's going to the Bronx. It's not because he can't leave the state. Because, Brendan, let me ask you a question. Is Minnesota in the state of New York?
No.
No, it's not. Holy crap. Did you know you're smarter than a congresswoman? I bet you're smarter than a bunch of them. No. Wait. Another one. Okay. Is New Jersey in the five boroughs of New York?
No.
It wants to be, but it isn't New Jersey. No. New Jersey wants to be the sixth borough, but it isn't. Okay, it isn't. So here's AOC. Well, he can't leave the five. He just did a rally in Wildwood, New Jersey. Last time I checked, Wildwood, New Jersey is not in the five boroughs. He just did a rally and a whole ordeal with the podium on the stage in Minnesota. Last time I checked, Minnesota is not a part of the five boroughs. This woman, AOC, is easily, the dumbest person who has ever served in the House of Representatives and probably whoever will serve. There is nobody dumber than this woman. RICO is not a crime, except when it's Trump, right? He's guilty of RICO. This woman is one of the dumbest. She's the dumbest congresswoman. She's the dumbest elected representative. And Joe Biden is technically an elected representative. She is the dumbest elected representative in the history of the United States. Girl, baby, girl, shut up. Crack open a book. Learn to read a map. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. You guys know I don't like AOC? Now you do. She looks like a donkey.
Not likable.
She looks like a jackass. Oh. Oh. Oh my. Okay. She has from what I've heard, people tell me, the neurologist, a perfectly smooth brain. It's perfectly smooth.
No fold.
There's not a single fold on it. Not a single fold. All right. Let's move on to Let's do ammosquared.com. We're going to get to a word. We'll take a break here. We got two more quick ones, and then we'll start your calls. We're ready to go. Ammosquared.com, ladies and gentlemen. Ammosquared.com. AmmoSquared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition, and it happens automatically. Your ammo grows slowly over time. It's stored for a while it builds up, and then it's shipped whenever you want it. It ships out in just 1 to 2 business days. It's automated, set and forget it ammo purchasing. Pick your caliber, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's all you got to do. Ammo builds up over time, and it's delivered automatically whenever you want it. It's a unique way to invest in ammunition. Buy low and dollar cost average over time, then cash out when prices rise, or you could take delivery and skip the high prices in the market. Ladies and gentlemen, Ammo Squared only ships factory new ammunition from well-known brands. They don't manufacture ammo or ship reloads. There's no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget and then watch it grow over time, just like a savings account. Customers can even buy less than a box of ammo and even less than a single round. Fractional rounds of ammo, like fractional shares of stock at Robinhood. Ammo adds up over time until it becomes full boxes, and then it is shippable. And you get free shipping on all orders that are totaling over $250. That is AmmoSquared.com, AmmoSquared.com. We love Ammo Squared. They are a great sponsor of the show, AmmoSquared.com. Next, we have InsurityFinancialServices.com and Life Insurance.
InsurityFinancialServices.com. You see it on your screen right there for you. Go to InsurityFinancialServices.com today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation with life insurance. Your health buys the policy. Your dollars pay the premium. So call or schedule now. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace. You don't want to rest in peace before you get peace of mind. You want to get peace of mind before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. That is InsurityFinancialServices.com, InsurityFinancialServices.com. We got the QR code. Let me get that QR code up on the screen for you right now. InsurityFinancialServices.com. If you have a hard time remembering how it is spelled, you can always click on this QR code that you see at the top right-hand portion of your screen. Right. Oh, my goodness. It's right there. InsurityFinancialServices.com. All right. All right. All right. Bad hombre of the day, Iranian president. And then your calls. Bad hombre of the day. But first, hit the rumble button because, you know, again, Brennan's here watching.
I am.
And she's got a microphone now and she may just let loose one day. And just and that might be it. It might just be some tough love from Brennan over the like count. And we don't want that. Like nobody wants that.
It's looking a little low today.
It what?
It's looking a little low today.
It's looking a little. Brennan's, see, progress report. She's not happy. Look.
I'm not happy with the numbers.
She's not happy. So what she, you know. I'm just saying, you know, at your own risk. That's one of those at your own risk type things. Anyway, folks, thumbs up button. Make sure you're following this channel, rumble.com/LFATV, farishmedia.com. Sign up for our email list. Bad hombre, alien, illegal alien, animal of the day. A Nicaraguan illegal immigrant arrested in Wisconsin. 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 Now, Biden would tell you that Wisconsin borders Mexico because Biden would tell you that Israel borders Mexico. But Wisconsin, in fact, if we look at this at a map real quick, it doesn't border Mexico. Borders Canada, not Mexico. A Nicaraguan illegal immigrant has been arrested in Wisconsin for sexual assault, trafficking of a 12-year-old girl, after paying the mother to be with her, was previously released by Biden's Border Patrol. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my good. So, again, that could be your 12-year-old. That could be your little girl. That could be your niece. That could be your friend's daughter. That could be your daughter's best friend. Could be any of that. In Wisconsin. I guess this Nicaraguan illegal alien bad hombre animal, I guess he was just, you know, looking for a better life. He's a dreamer. It's okay. The girl told police she had escaped from the suspect's vehicle in which she had been bound and blindfolded, 12 years old. An illegal immigrant from Nicaragua was arrested on Monday in Wisconsin's Fond du Lac County in connection with the alleged trafficking and sexual assault of a 12-year-old girl. The man was previously apprehended by Border Patrol in 2021. Who was the president in 2021? Joe Biden. While crossing illegally and then, oh, he was just released into the United States with instructions to follow immigration law. Right, because he was following immigration. Listen, this is the crazy thing. We will apprehend these people, and then we will put them into the system, and we will handle it in court. You are asking somebody to follow immigration law who is actively breaking immigration law when they cross the border illegally. Well, we apprehended him, and then we released him into the country and told him, you better follow the rules. He just broke the rules. That's why you've got him in the first place. And so then this guy, who was apprehended and released into the United States in 2021, now has been arrested in connection with a sexual assault and with the trafficking of a 12-year-old girl. That is Biden's America. That's what that is. What a disgusting story. And that's all on Joe Biden and the Democrats. All of them. Finally. When I say finally, it's funny because this was his final moment. You know, you may not like me dunking on a dead guy. I really don't care. This guy, you know, the Iranian president, whatever his name, Reese's peanut butter cups. I don't know. Okay.
Now I'm hungry.
Now you're hungry. The reason I laugh at him and, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to say I'm happy that he died. I don't root for people to die. Maybe George Soros. You know, maybe. It's not good to do that. I understand. But this guy was not a good guy. And I didn't wish for him to die. I didn't know he was going to be on a helicopter, and I didn't say, you know, I hope that thing goes down. But what I did kind of say is, okay, well, he's gone, and I'm not sad about it. Matter of fact, good riddance. That's not a nice thing to say. You're supposed to be pro-life. I am pro-life. He killed a lot of people. It was time for him to go. Clearly, because he ain't here no more. But the reason I bring that up is because there's a lot of people who are, oh, we want to be sensitive. You know, it's a nation lost its leader. F them. That nation chants death to my nation. I will show them no respect. I will show them nothing. I'll flip them the bird. I'll show them that. I'll show them that, hey, you know, your president went down in the helicopter. Or none of ours ever did that. Yeah, I'll say, oh, you chant death to America. Well, the head of your state is dead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's you know, my country versus your country type of deal. You chant death to America when your president dies. You know what? We don't throw parties. But we're certainly not upset. The butcher of Tehran. Oh, you're going to mourn that guy? You're going to mourn that guy? Okay. Well, you go right ahead. I'm not mourning him. Well, Iran is looking for 5 days of mourning. People are offering their condolences. No, no, no. There's no condolences to Iran. No, sorry. None. That guy would wait. We would waste no time. If any of us got arrested in Iran, he'd waste no time torturing us, putting us on display, dragging us through the street. No. Now, am I glad he's dead? I don't want to say that, but I'm certainly not sad. All right, let's get to a word from our friends at OFP Farms and then a word from our friends at MyPillow. And then we will finally get to your calls. First time with the new Focusrite. So we'll be ready to go for your calls. We tested it out before and it worked out rather well. First, OFP Farms, ladies and gentlemen. OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm that produces quality goat milk product. Big storm outside for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all-natural pain relief, and beard products. Goat milk is packed naturally with vitamins and minerals to help heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every single OFP Farms product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. Now, they are a family-owned and operated America First, God-fearing company, and they ship, create, and produce everything directly from their farm. Right now, they're celebrating moms with an exclusive... I'm sorry, they're not celebrating moms. What am I doing? I'm reading the old thing. Well, it's essentially the same thing. Right now, they're not... Well, they're still celebrating moms. Maybe not. OFP Farm celebrates moms all the time.
I love moms.
All the time. Right? All the time. I grabbed the wrong paper today. Same concept.
Right.
Get it for your mom anyway. And Father's Day is around the corner too. Right now we're celebrating everybody at OFPFarms.com. Use the promo code LFA for 15% off. Because we were celebrating moms with a different promo code. But now we're celebrating everybody with this one. LFA, promo code LFA for 15% off. That is OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA for 15% off. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA. Grab the wrong paper. I'm sitting there. I'm like, no, we're not celebrating moms. Well, we are.
We love moms,
but we
Jada.
Different promotion, okay? Different promotion. That's OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA for 15% off. That's pretty funny. Hey, listen, it could have been like Biden. I could have been like Riley last name, you know? But it's not, you know, it's not what it was. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA. MyPillow.com, folks, Mike Lindell needs your help. Take a look at this video, have a laugh at it. But it's serious. MyPillow.com, promo code Sean45. Take a look.
And I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay? When you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole,
Mike,
is what you are.
Mike,
no,
sorry.
He's an asshole.
No,
he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book. No, they answer anything, any problem customer that wants to reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send them to here and they go, or they call about, maybe they didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever. Well, we'll cover them even though it could be somebody else's fault. Nobody called because of a lumpy pillow. But good one though.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
What I'm saying,
obviously, you don't have a My Pillow too. You don't, do you?
What I'm saying is, Mr. Lindell,
asshole. But go ahead. No, I'm pissed.
MyPillow.com promo code LFA. My gosh, promo code Sean. Well, you can use LFA too. MyPillow.com promo code Sean45. SHAWN45. MyPillow.com promo code Sean45. Been a long couple nights. The allergies have been intense, folks. Start your engines now. You can give us a call, 631-527-4545. We're going to do calls for the remaining 17 minutes of the show. This is going to be a long call segment. 631-527-4545. 631-527-4545. Tomorrow we are going to be pre-recorded. And Friday we are running our interview with Chris Rose. You are not going to want to miss that. The new senator-elect of the great district, district number 2 in the great state of West Virginia, Mountain Mama, Take Me Home, Country Roads. We have our interview with Chris Rose coming up on Friday. We'll be pre-recorded again tomorrow. And in that comedy show, that sketch comedy show, Redneck Riviera, at 6 p.m. Central Time, if you're in the area, thatshowtonight.com, I believe, is where you can get tickets. 631-527-4545. First one is coming in right now. And it's a familiar face. I think we know who we have here. What's up, Heather from Kansas City? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's crazy because last week was the only week that you didn't get through because we couldn't do calls. It was so terrible.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
So Brennan is here. Oh, the calls were muted for a second. So there you go. Let's reenact that moment.
Can you hear me? Am I through right now?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Hi.
Well, I knew you wanted to know my thoughts about this whole Bucker thing. So I
yes.
thought I'd call in to share.
Yeah. Okay. So give me a little bit about this Harrison Butker, because it's funny. We just saw Joe Biden, right? I played it, giving marriage advice, right? You know, marry into a family with 5 daughters. He's giving, but Harrison Butker can't give marriage advice when he says
no.
Moms should be moms, and if they want to go work, they can, but they will really love being moms and staying home, being a homemaker.
Right.
What is the deal? Now, you're a Chiefs fan, right? You are. I remember that. The Super Bowl time,
absolutely,
you were like,
yeah.
Big time.
Yeah,
okay.
In the blood.
Now, if you were to pick a player on the team, if I were to say, Heather Osborne, you get a free jersey, Kansas City Chiefs, current player, before the Harrison Butker situation happened, who would you choose?
Oh, that's so hard. You know, I really like some of the odds, not the, like, Mahomes ones or the Kelsey's. I like the ones that aren't the most popular. Like, before it was Bryce, before he had all of his issues with the car wreck. But now, actually, it would be Worthy, and he's a rookie. He just got signed on, so it'd probably be Worthy.
Okay, so you would buy, but the point of the matter is, like, you wouldn't buy the jersey of the kicker, right, Harrison Butker?
No, but now I would.
Well, now you would, of course, now you would. Anyway,
absolutely.
So yeah, so that's what I wanted to know, because you know you have Kelsey, you have Mahomes, you have Pacheco,
yeah.
you've got some players on defense too. You're not gonna pick the kicker and bring their jersey in, but now his jersey sales soared through the roof because he took a stand,
and
that's what we like.
Well, and I wonder, I don't know if you saw, but I heard that they want to replace some people, woke people, I guess you call them, want to replace him with a woman kicker. And I'm like, not going to happen here.
Well, Heather, I'll tell you what, if Harrison Butker really wanted to shake things up, he'd walk into the Kansas City Chiefs locker room with oranges in his shirt and say, my name is, you know, what's a Helen Butker, and I'm your new
funny.
Kicker. Yeah.
He should do that.
So there you go.
You know, I thought about for your all's anniversary, I told my husband this, I was like, I should send them an off knockoff t-shirt that may say Harrison on it. I wonder if they'd wear it.
Well, I mean, we'd wear it 100%. Look, Brennan's wearing her OG Chris Rose for U.S. Senate shirt. That's how long we've been on the Rose train. So there you go.
Well, you know, and I, what really gets me is that they could show Kelsey drinking a beer at a graduation, no doubt. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Right.
And they can show Mahomes is basically saying, well, he's just a kicker on the team. I'm like, how many Super Bowls now has he helped you win? You know what I mean? Like, he's not sticking up for him like I thought he would. So,
yeah.
That's
well,
kind of.
I was happy to see the daughter of the Chiefs owner stick up for him.
Oh,
that was good.
Yeah. So. She's wonderful. But my other question is to Brendan and you.
Okay.
Who votes for these idiots to get into office, like AOC and Biden? Who actually votes for these people?
Other
like,
idiots vote for the idiots. That's my answer. And the
other
answer,
smooth brained.
Yes, Brennan said other people with very smooth brains vote for the people with the smooth brains. That's what happens. And of course, illegals and dead people. Dead people do it all the time.
Oh, those,
you gotta watch. You gotta watch those dead people, Heather. You gotta watch them.
I'm telling you. Well, if y'all ever need my opinion of, you know. I'm
or a Spanish
out,
lesson.
So.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Spanish lesson, yes. I think if you ever need Spanish phrases for Trump Spanish, then you just let me know because I can help
Well,
you
got
out,
it. So. Well, thanks so much for the call, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Happy anniversary to you both.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
All right. There is Heather Osborne. That's pretty funny.
She's so cute.
She's fun, right? It's, so now you get to hear the calls now.
I know.
This is the first time. It's like, you know, she's got the headphones on.
I do.
And you're hearing
I'm
it.
So professional.
And you're participating in the calls.
Yes.
It's kind of crazy.
I know. This is fun.
We've come a long way.
We
All
have.
Right. Let's get to the next one, right? Let's see. Who do we have coming up here? Oh, I know who this is. I know who this is. I know who this is. State your name.
Now batting. Phillies first baseman. Eli Copter.
There you go. Eli Copter. Yes.
That sounded really good.
Now, that is sauce.
That was sauce.
Yes,
that
was
that
great. Is sauce. Sauce is here on the
oh,
line.
Great. I get to hear Brendan in the call. That's awesome.
That's right. Yeah, because we got a new piece of equipment that's making it all work out. Now, Eli Copter. There was somebody. Are you referring to what Hamas fell for?
Yes, the supposed pilot of the chopper.
Yes. They said, some outlets or somebody brought this up and said that it was the Israeli Mossad, like their CIA, was flying the helicopter. And they said that his pilot, the pilot's name was Eli Copter. And
yep.
They repeated it on Hamas television. They fell for it.
That's like Holden McGroin.
That's Holden McGroin. That is, you know what else that's like? That's like... Well, I forgot. Anyway, that's good.
Bend over.
Yeah, bend over, yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah, oh, something wong.
Amanda hung a kiss.
Well, what's up, Sauce? Now you're here. You're here. Second call in the Brennan era with the phone calls. So what's going on?
Hey, I'm looking at my Phils, man. They're in first place. They're best record in the league. I'll say before the season even started, I threw a tiny Lincoln on Ranger Suarez winning the Cy Young Award.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, there's a good chance of that happening. And you're going to be a happy guy, I think. Very happy guy. That's a big bet. That's
I hope so. Got to get that Imanaga, whatever his name is, from the Cubs out of there.
Yeah. Well, and of course the team I root for is, you know, doing mediocre things right now in typical Rangers fashion, but it doesn't matter to me because we won the World Series last year. So I'm fine. Anyway, I hope to catch you on PHT. I'll be on PHT, Friday morning.
All day?
Just 6 to 10.
All right. I'll be listening in, man.
You got it. Thank you, brother.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Later. Sauce.
Well, now I was trying to remember to tell Sauce the other day. We stopped. We thought he was on the radio. We thought he called in somewhere.
Yes, you're right.
And I forgot to tell him. I forgot to remind him.
We were listening to the Wilkow majority. I think it was the Wilkow majority. Andrew Wilkow. And Mike from New Jersey called. And it sounded just like him.
We literally sat there for like 10
minutes. No. I'm sorry. It wasn't Mike from New Jersey. It was a caller from New Jersey. I heard from New Jersey, go ahead. And then he took on, and I was like,
the voice was very similar.
That might be Sauce.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was some like guy named Tom or something. And I was like, Brennan, we sat in the car.
I know.
And waited until Andrew Wilkow said this person's
like, this
name.
Better be Sauce.
Because we thought it was him. And then it was some guy named Tom. So unless Sauce is prank calling Andrew Wilkow right now under an alias, it's not happening. 631-527-4545. Here we go with another one. Oh, is it picking up? Let's see. Oh, yes, it is. Wait a second. Hold on. No, it didn't work. Sorry. Oh, it did. Hold on. Who do we have here? It went through. Hello.
This is Jen.
Jen, what's going on, Jen?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Minnesota is not dead. We delegates.
Minnesota's not dead.
Minnesota's not dead. We delegates last Saturday endorsed a MAGA candidate by the name of Royce White for U.S. Senate.
I've heard of him. I heard good things.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And my voice is still harsh from cheering so much.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Now, is he going to be endorsed by Trump, do you think? Is he through his primary and all that, or we don't have that yet?
Well, I hope so. He has a podcast on RAB, and he's good friends with Steve Bannon.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so he's based. Yeah. Royce White, is that his name?
Yeah, Royce White. Yep, he's ex-NBA. He's like 6'8".
Yes, I've heard of him, and I saw his name floating around a bit recently. And so he's running for United States Senate?
Yep.
All right, well then yep. Trump better get his orange bottom into Minnesota and start rallying it up over there and take the state and bring him with him,
damn
right?
Straight.
We love him. I love Trump. And I say orange as a term of endearment.
I want to let you know that my sister was an alternate. My husband and I were both delegates.
Awesome.
And on Saturday, we all three wore loud majorities. We the people are pissed off shirt.
Well, we love that. And keep making a stink. And keep making people give you the stink eye in Minnesota. So you're going to the convention?
We did. It was last weekend.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Oh, so you did that. So you're a Minnesota delegate. Are you going to the RNC convention in Milwaukee? Are you going to be?
No, I'm not going to Milwaukee. We couldn't afford the cost.
Gotcha.
They charged us some terminal legs, brother.
Thanks, Biden. Well, so, anyway. But you did really great in Minnesota, and way to give them the state. And we're looking forward to hopefully taking that state this year. That's awesome. Thanks for the call, Jen. Really appreciate it. You have a great weekend, okay?
Hey.
Yeah.
You too, and Brennan.
Yes.
And Sean. Yes. Happy anniversary.
Thank you
Number
so much.
One.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
You are so sweet.
Love you guys.
Thanks.
Love you.
Bye. That is Jen right there from
She's
Minnesota.
So cute.
She's awesome. That's great. Here we go. We got another one coming through right here. Let's say hello. Who do we have the pleasure of having on the line here?
You've got Snarl Barkey, brother.
Ah, Snarl!
Snarl, you sexy.
Well, let's see what. Unbelievable. See what happens? You give her a mic, and the show turns into freaking OnlyFans.
That's what he says.
I know, it's what you guys say in the chat. That's insane. Snarl, what's going on?
Yeah, man, I'm doing good, man. I just wanted to ask you another question to Trump as. I was going to do a Bernie, but I think I'm going to do it as Arnold this time.
Okay,
I wanted
go
to
for
ask
it.
You.
Well, it never would have happened. It never would have happened to Arnold. You know, Arnold always says, get to the chopper and his choppers land, and they land very well. And never would have happened if I was your president either. But he died like a dog. I could tell you that. He died like a dog. Snarl, let me tell you something. That Arnold was freaking good. Huh? Wasn't that good, Brennan? Was that
That's
Arnold good?
That's so good.
That's good,
oh
right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there we go. Someone said we lost the sound again.
Oh, come on.
Not again. Oh, shoot. It did. It did go. All right, I have to fix it. No, you're good. It was wow, that was crazy. Okay, they heard it, but then some of the sound cut out and some of it came back. What's up, Snarl? Anything else? What's going on?
All good. If they didn't hear it, I can always call in again and give you another one.
Snarl, do it again real quick.
What did you think, Mr. 45 and soon to be 47, about the Iranian leader that went down in the chapel?
And that's exactly how it sounded the first time, I could tell you that. Sounded great. We say he died like a dog. Never would have happened to Arnold. Arnold is a tremendous person. Never would have happened. I think that's great. That's awesome. Good stuff. That's that's a great Schwarzenegger voice. Awesome job. Good to hear from you, Snarl.
All right, thank you, bro.
Thanks, man. Snarl Barkley.
That was really good.
I can't believe it didn't go through. I know what happened, but it's okay. All right, here we go. Finally, it's our tornado survivor from Iowa. It's Dylan from Iowa. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, Sean. How's it going?
I'm good. I'm happy that you you guys made it through those storms over there.
Yeah. There's a few small towns that got destroyed about, I think, 20 or 30 minutes out from where I live. But
yeah.
Sean, I also wanted to share some great news to you that Iowa has attracted a new person. And that guy is named Jeremy Harrell.
Yes, that is right. That is right. Jeremy is moving to Iowa, and Dylan's very excited.
He's moving to my area.
Well, I guess y'all are going to have a get-together.
Absolutely.
Well, good to hear from you, man. And I'm happy you guys stayed safe in that tornado. And Chris Rowe's interview Friday. I know you're excited about that.
Yeah. Please also tell Chris to contact me. I've been trying to contact him the last few days. Yeah, it's been bad.
Oh, well, like, that's all right. He's enjoying some time, I think, after the race. So
it's all good. I got to say, Sean, his story is probably one of the most inspiring stories I've ever heard of politics. One of the
certainly
best.
Certainly is. And that's what we have to keep pushing to all the other local races around the country. If he could do it, they could do it. And
absolutely.
It's awesome having him on. So that'll be on Friday. Dylan, we got a jet. We got to go. But thanks for the call, my friend. Keep up the great work. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Sean.
Dylan.
Let's do this. Let's get this job done.
That's right. All right, Dylan from Iowa to close this out. Survive the tornado. Well, not really, but like how we survived.
We lived through a tornado.
Yeah. So there we go.
Mm-hmm. We didn't really. It was very close.
We didn't really. All right, folks, that's it. We got to run.
Thank you, everybody. And thank you for the anniversary wishes.
Yes, thank
so
you very
many.
Much.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. Will Johnson coming up next for Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern, Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7, and Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8. As President Trump would say, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your day. Head over to our website, farishmedia.com, farishmedia.com. Check out the custom messages. Sign up for the email list. We'll have a new email going out on Friday, farishmedia.com. Sign up there by 8 p.m. Friday, and that's Eastern time, and you will get your email a little bit after that. farishmedia.com. Sign up. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button here before you leave. Make sure you're following this channel, rumble.com/LFATV. Head over to your podcasting app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, whatever it is. Search for Ungoverned. Hit subscribe. That's all you got to do. Totally free. You don't have to do anything else after that. Just do that. Helps us fly up the charts. Thanks again for the support. Have a great rest of your day. We are pre-recorded tomorrow and then pre-recorded on Friday. Our interview with Chris Rowe airs. We talk all about his race and how amazing that story is. You're not going to want to miss that. Share that with your friends. That's Friday. Back live for you next week. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Of course, I'm going to say that in Friday's episode two. Remember to take a minute and pause and reflect on those who died so that we can have this country that is worth saving. That's why we're going to work so hard. Thanks so much for watching and listening. We'll catch you tomorrow, pre-recorded, Friday pre-recorded, and back live next week.